Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Michigan Mobile Musings, a weekly broadcast from the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan, hosted by Melissa Burney. Mobile wireless technologies are a critical element in the growth and productivity of companies. Entrepreneurs often have exciting ideas of ways that they can use this technology to serve their customers more effectively, but they don't know where to begin. The Mobile Technology Association of Michigan and the Michigan Small Business Development Center of West Michigan have joined together to present a boot camp for non-tech entrepreneurs. Joining us today is Dante Villarreal, Regional Director of the West Michigan Small Business and Development Center region, to discuss this workshop. Dante, welcome, and thank you for joining us today.
Good morning, Melissa. Thank you for the invitation. I'm excited to be here with you this morning.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'd like to start by having you help our audience learn a bit about your organization. Can you tell us about the work that the SBDC does and where you're located?
You bet. The Small Business Development Center is a federally funded program funded through the Small Business Administration, and there's a Small Business Development Center in every state in the nation. Here in Michigan, of course, it's the Michigan Small Business Development Center, and it's a program that's in partnership with Grand Valley State University and the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. So, you know, don't mean to do the whole alphabet soup, but I do want you to understand that it's a program that's here to serve entrepreneurs. Anyone who's looking to start a business or anyone who's looking to expand a growing business, that's what we do. We have a team of about 80-some consultants statewide. Here in West Michigan, we have 6 consultants that will meet with anyone looking to start or grow a business at no cost. We'll help look at your business plan, your financials, your marketing plan, look at the process for launching the business, the process for getting financing or funding and so forth. So, we are located here in Grand Rapids at the Grand Valley State University downtown campus. The good thing is that we also go and meet with the entrepreneur or the business owner at their place of business, so we're mobile. From our office here, we serve 13 counties, basically all the counties to the west of 131 and north up to Ludington, Osceola, and Lake counties as well. So we're excited to work with anyone who's looking to move Michigan's economy forward.
Excellent. Is there a typical client that can most benefit from your organization and its services?
Yes. Probably the client that is really serious about their business. The business owner or the entrepreneur who's looking to start something that really understands what they want to do, meaning they're good at something. They're a tool and die, they're a welder, they're a cook, whatever it is they're doing, they understand that piece of it. However, they don't necessarily understand the business side of it. And that's where we come in. We come in and we help you with the business side of it, from how do you form the corporation, the LLC, to understanding your market, understanding the accounting, the financials, how to deal with the bank, all that we can help you with. But we work best when you come with something to the table, meaning you have an understanding of a certain industry and how it works, and or you will have an understanding. You have that passion, and you're ready to make your dreams come true. That's who I think we work best with.
Wonderful. What a great description. Just for getting assistance from the SBDC.
So the first thing is you have to connect with us. You can call our office and set up an appointment. You can come to one of our workshops that are at no cost, and we have a variety of different workshops for existing business owners and for startups as well. you connect with us, you get plugged in, and then you understand really, in our first meeting, you're going to understand really the whole process for becoming an entrepreneur, and you'll begin to work towards that as well.
Very nice. The SADC is focused on entrepreneurs. Let's talk a little bit about entrepreneurship here in Grand Rapids and in the state of Michigan. Overall, how are we doing?
I would say we're doing very good. There's two pieces to this. One is that, you know, West Michigan has always been very entrepreneurial in itself. We have a lot of great companies that were launched here that we all know the stories behind them. But then we have a lot of smaller businesses that are filling a need or a void, and they're doing so because the business owner had the entrepreneurial itch and desire and made it happen. The other piece of this is that sometimes the economic conditions force you to be entrepreneurs. And as we all know, we had a big recession a few years ago. That created two things. One, it created need for certain things, but it also, and that's where entrepreneurs, you know, teed up and made it happen. But it also created conditions where somebody, you know, they couldn't get a job. So let me start a business and doing what I was doing. So we are survivors, and we're strong at keeping going and keep moving here in West Michigan. And that's one reason that I think we're so strong in the entrepreneurial sense here in the state. And then overall in the state of Michigan, you know, we're seeing a lot of, you know, activity right now, and we continue to see new companies being launched statewide. So overall, we're doing very good.
Nice. Would you say that we're keeping pace with the entrepreneurship trends nationally?
I would say we are. There's other hot regions in the country that I think may be a little ahead of us. That's to be expected because either there's a lot of capital there or there's a lot of innovation. But overall, we're without a doubt keeping up with the national trends, if not ahead of or above average. We are seeing we continue to see a lot of activity.
Very nice. Are women and minorities starting to participate more in businesses? And can you explain either why or why not?
Yes, they are. There's more opportunities now for business owners, and specifically the women and minority business community. However, that rate of participation is still less than the rate of, you know, Main Street. And part of that is because, you know, access to the resources, access to the opportunities, access to financing. Sometimes minority communities or women-owned businesses sometimes have a little more challenge in accessing those resources. In the last few years, specifically here at the SBDC, in the last year, we've implemented a new initiative that is targeted at minority and women-owned businesses to get them where they need to be. We've allocated specific resources. We have a consultant that's all they're focused on is the minority and women business owner community. And it's, you know, it's about time. It's about time that we realize that there's certain barriers that we have to eliminate for some of these members of this communities. And we need to do that and help them also have the opportunities to be successful in business.
I love to hear that. It gives me goosebumps. So, yay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For the residents of Michigan, do you see their attitude toward becoming entrepreneurs changing in the last few years?
A little bit. Probably the biggest thing, the biggest change I see is that because now the economy has come back so strong, there's a lot more jobs available. I mean, if our companies are hurting for employees, so there's a lot of people that would have normally started a business, but now the jobs are better, so they're going to go get a job. They're going to be employed. So that leaves really kind of like that true entrepreneur, that true entrepreneurial spirit of that person that says, you know, yeah, there's a lot of jobs and I can get a better job today, but I have a passion for this. I want to do this. I want to make this happen. And they'll go out and do it because they want to start the business, not because they have to.
I can certainly understand that. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about how entrepreneurship impacts Michigan's economy?
It's probably the biggest impact in our economy that we see, especially on a local level. The small businesses are the job creators in the state. About 90% of every new job is created by a small business. And then the other thing that entrepreneurship brings to the Michigan economy is innovation. Innovation is a lot higher in small businesses than in large corporations. Small businesses file, I believe it's like 3 times more patents than large companies. Small businesses are more flexible and adaptive to and incorporate new technologies. So it really is a driving force in the upgrade of our economy and how we do business and so forth. So, you know, the more new businesses get started and the more small businesses thrive, the stronger, without a doubt, the stronger the economy here in the state.
I agree. Based on your personal experience here in Grand Rapids, what would you say is the percentage of entrepreneurs that are starting businesses that are either focused on the use of mobile wireless technologies or are at least incorporating the use of those technologies in some way into their business, no matter what industry they're working in?
So I'd say it, without a doubt, the majority, and that's a high majority. Why? Because even the traditional business model, let's say a retail operation or a restaurant or something, they're incorporating technology in a big way much more than 10 years ago. How we connect, how businesses connect with customers, how they connect with employees or among employees, how you connect with your market, all that is now being rewritten because of technology. And that is something that, you know, all businesses need to incorporate into their business plan, into their marketing plan. But for small businesses, it's now, you know, do or die. It's, you know, you have to keep up. There's no, I have a traditional customer base that knows us. And no. Now it's about capturing new market, because even those traditional customers that you've always had, they're getting a smartphone, they're getting all these apps, excuse me, and they're being contacted by other retail operations, by your competitors, and they're being shown that value proposition via these mobile devices that, you know, if you don't keep up with that, you're not going to be doing well.
Absolutely. Do you find that entrepreneurs that want to use these technologies have the technical expertise they need? If not, what paths are they taking to gain that knowledge?
So I what I'm seeing is that a lot of these entrepreneurs do not have the technical expertise, or at least not at the level that they need to be incorporated into their business. However, you know, there's those entrepreneurs that are little tech savvy and kind of do it yourself, kind of learn it as you go. The challenge with that is that if you don't really understand it or do this right, you're going to be fumbling, and that creates missed opportunities for you. That creates a little bit of drag for your business, where you could have gotten maybe into that market quicker if you had brought in some expertise to help you create it and understand how to use this technology to really move your business forward. So I'll give you the analogy of, okay, if an individual needs legal services, needs an attorney to do something for them, a contract, whatever it is, they probably could do it themselves, but it won't be as efficient and effective as if they brought in the expert to do it. However, the individual itself still needs to understand what this is about, what the need is, and how to do it. They don't have to become a programmer, but they need to understand, you know, how this works and how it's incorporated into the business.
Perfect. So that leads me to what we're here to talk about today. the mobile app bootcamp for non-tech entrepreneurs. Can you tell us about this event and what it is and who's involved?
So this is a great event. This is an opportunity for business owners to understand really the opportunity at hand with mobile technology and how that's changing, how businesses do business, and how customers specifically connect with their businesses. So this is a program that's being put on in partnership with the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan. Linda Dychent with MTAM, Al Carpinelli with Logic Solutions. We have a great program. It's a morning session. It's like a 1 p.m. program where entrepreneurs can learn how to incorporate this into their business and understand it. It's geared for the non-tech business owner, meaning you don't need to have a background in this. You can come and really learn what this is about, how to move your business forward in this area. And the biggest thing that I think you'll walk away with is understanding your next steps, understanding how to begin to do this. This is not designed in academic format, meaning just to learn about the topic. No, this is designed so you can understand this area and begin moving forward, moving your business forward and making and having impact in this area.
Very nice. So the event is from about 8 o'clock. I believe registration starts at 7:30. Where is the event taking place and what is the date?
So this is here at the Grand Valley State University L. Williams Seedman Center, which is right downtown here in Grand Valley. It's going to be in a big room called the Forum. The date is actually July 28th. It was scheduled for a week earlier, but there were some changes that had to take place. So July 28th, registration, like you said, starts at 7:30, goes to 1 here right downtown at Grand Valley. This is at the new Seedman Center, which is the new School of Business for the university. And it's going to be a great program. It's going to be a program where no one's going to feel like, boy, this is a little above my head on as far as the technology piece, because it's really focused for the non-tech business owner or entrepreneur. And the other cool thing about this is that aside from learning the technology, you're going to really understand how to create value with this for your business. No one needs to incorporate anything if it does not create value for your business or value to your customer. And that's the real important piece here, is that you understand how to create value for that customer utilizing this technology. Melissa, there's some businesses that are utilizing technology that are making it more complicated for their customers to connect with you or with the business owner or the business. They're making it more cumbersome, more difficult. You don't need that. You need to be ready to clearly create a process or incorporation of a technology that truly creates value instead of taking away.
Very well said. Can you tell us a bit about the format of the event? Will this just be listening to a bunch of speakers kind of talking at you, or are there going to be some hands-on learning involved?
It's going to be like a hybrid, but there will definitely be opportunities for hands-on learning and examples and looking at, you know, case studies and or processes that have worked, that have not worked. And so it will be, to some degree, hands-on. It also is going to be from the people that are living it and doing it on a daily basis. So it's not somebody who does something else and this is, you know, just a piece of what they do. This is the people that do it day in, day out. So there is a lot of value there.
If an entrepreneur then has an idea for a mobile app and they're not sure how to get started, would this be the event for them to attend, and would they find it of value?
Absolutely. Absolutely, without a doubt. This will be the opportunity for them to understand the business model behind an app and to make sure that you have all the elements to the app. And when I say business model, meaning, again, that this app will create value, it will create that connectivity that, you know, apps are meant to do and so forth. And doesn't matter if you don't have any idea of even how to create an app or what's the process to do it or what it costs, this is where you're going to come learn about that.
Okay. What about those entrepreneurs? So we've heard that they've got a really new idea and it's really innovative and they're really not sure they want to talk to people about it. Are these resources confidential? And is it necessary to have a business plan before the event?
So, you know, everything at the workshop is you know, the when I say confidential, it's not like anyone, you know, we have you sign a, you know, you will not share what you hear in the workshop and so on. But you're going to learn about the what it is you need to do at the workshop. You don't necessarily have to share what your idea is. However, the more you're able to communicate, you know, pieces of this, the more they can help you. But then when you work with the SBDC or with any other partner that's involved, that will be confidential. We do not disclose that to anyone. So, yeah, there will be a lot of value in this, and you don't have to worry about somebody taking or stealing your idea. And, Melissa, what was the second piece to the question?
Hold on just a second. I forgot my own question. Is it necessary to have a business plan at the event? No.
It's not necessary. You don't have to have it. However, you're going to hear or very soon after the workshop, if you connect with the SBDC, we can help you create that business plan. We'll start out by creating the business model canvas, which is just a one-page visual business plan to help you understand the pieces or the opportunity at hand with this app, and then we'll help build a business behind the app. Because you don't just want to create an app for the sake of creating an app. You want to have a business behind it that can utilize this app to expand and grow.
Absolutely. Do the attendees need to have any advanced knowledge or preparation before attending the event, or is there anything that they need to bring with them?
Nope, not at all. They, you know, the more they can define their idea and what they're thinking, the better it's going to suit for them. But there is no prerequisition or anything that they need to specifically bring to the event.
Okay. Is there a cost to attend the event? And if so, what's included in that cost?
I don't believe there is a cost. And the whole program is you know, it really is designed around the people that want to move their business or the idea forward with an application, with an app. And it's designed for that individual who may not have that background at all, but understands that, you know, every business in my industry is getting an app or they have an app and I need to get with it. So that's who it's designed for.
Excellent. Can you share with us some of the topics that will be covered during the workshop?
So, yeah, you know, we our presenters are going to cover several things. You know, they're going to look at, you know, what are the basics in creating an app, the developer basics, understanding app developers themselves and how to work with them. So there's a process on how you work with these developers and, you know, there's different stages of that. We're going to cover that. They're going to talk about creating a value proposition, which is really important. I mean, if you can't build the business behind this app, there's no need to have an app. Defining, they're going to help you define the functionalities of an app and how you can, you know, how you can plug in the pieces of your business into that app. How to set priorities and understand your customer and connectivity with the application itself. So there's a lot of great topics that are going to be covered. And again, like I said, it's really if you've ever thought about incorporating this type of technology into your business, without a doubt, this is something you must do. This is something that's going to help you move forward in this area.
Well said. Where can people go to sign up to participate in the boot camp?
So they can go to our website at the SBDC. They can give us a call directly. Our phone number here is 616-331-7310. Or they can go to the SBDC website, sbdc.org. Or they could, I believe, they can go to the MTAM, Mobile Technology Association of Michigan, as well and sign up there. So, if anybody has any questions or anything, they can give us a call directly again, 616-331-7310.
Wonderful. What do you hope the impact of this event will be to the entrepreneurial community in West Michigan?
When this was created, this was really created with the purpose of helping the entrepreneurs not run around in circles and trying to figure out by themselves. You not only are going to learn how to do it, but you're going to have also connections. You're going to build some connections at this event that are going to help you in this process itself. So the impact is going to be big. We're going to hopefully see a lot more applications or businesses incorporating apps into their business model, and that in itself is going to benefit us all here in West Michigan. I'd love to be able to open up an app and order my food before I get to the restaurant, and that kind of thing. So you know what? That's going to be a lot of fun, and I hope to see a lot more of cool apps like that.
That's a great idea. I would love to be able to order like on the go, or there's just so many things that we can do now with our phones and with apps. Is there anything else you'd like our audience to know about the SBDC or the Mobile App Boot Camp?
Just that we hope to see you there. Melissa, I do want to correct the website. The website is sbdcmichigan.org. I forgot the Michigan on it. So, again, SBDC and the word Michigan.org.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that. Dante, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you this morning about the Mobile Boot Camp that is coming to now West Michigan. I know it's been held in a couple of other places throughout the state.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much for joining MTAM in this. But, of course, you know I'm a member of MTAM. And I look really forward to attending this event, seeing what it's all about, because, as you know, I'm from Grand Rapids as well, so it's right here in our own backyard. So thank you for all that you do for West Michigan.
Thank you, Melissa. Appreciate it for the invitation.
And you're very welcome. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
MTAM provides excellent resources for businesses and individuals in the mobile wireless space. For more information about the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan or upcoming events, please visit our website at gomobilemichigan.org or follow us on Facebook or Twitter at GoMobileMI. Thanks so much for listening, and make it a fantastic week.